This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
You're listening to Drag Her.
D-R-A-G space.
H-E-R space. Oh, I'm kidding. But it is technically Drag Her, a RuPaul's Drag Race podcast.
Yes,
darling. We just came back from space.
We did. We just were in space.
Planet Tammy.
Planet Tammy.
Yeah.
Beam us to Mars.
Ha! It was so lovely. Tammy is a great host.
I got to meet Tammy. I really would like to meet her.
Tootsie Tootsie, give me the scooter. You know what I mean?
Bring her back.
Latrice, if you want to sit buck naked and eat shrimps, that's your business. I'll just keep saying Tammy quotes all day long.
What was that in reference to? I remember the quote.
She just walks up to her in the All-Stars workroom and is just like, Latrice, if you want to sit naked and eat a bucket of shrimps, that's your business.
But here's the thing. I could imagine Latrice doing just that.
I mean, I would love to see that.
I would love to sit buck naked and eat a bucket of shrimp. I love shrimp.
Do you like peel off? I mean, are you
fucking kidding? No.
I mean, right? Why would you prefer to the peel?
That's
off?
More work.
Yeah, I hate it because when you look at a shrimp too hard, it looks like a roach.
I didn't know what shrimps look like before they died. And I found out on a podcast. They look crazy.
They're scary.
They're real wild with like little fucking things coming out of them.
They're scary.
I'm not here for
them. They're sea bugs.
They are sea bugs.
I hate to bum you out.
And to like, shrimps are sea bugs and lobsters are the rats of the ocean.
Oh, don't say that.
They used
Nicole.
To give lobsters to poor people.
I remember in prison because it was nasty and it took too much work to get that shit out of there.
Yep. But now, baby, you take me to Red Lobster, I'll suck your dick till Monday.
Ooh, there's some sort of Red Lobster deal happening right now.
What?
Some sort of deal for endless crab or endless lobster.
I mean, honestly, let's get real. It is always endless something.
Endless something.
Everything is endless at Red Lobster.
It is.
Except for... Oh, wait, no, that
biscuits?
Makes sense.
I guess, do they just keep bringing biscuits? You have to give them a hard time if you want more Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Are you fucking kidding? No, you don't.
You don't?
You go, may I have more biscuits? And they say yes. And then you go, can I have a bag for home? And they go, yes.
Really? Okay. Yes.
They don't reheat well, though.
No.
But maybe I should use my oven. I'm a real microwave gal.
Yeah, I mean, I love the convenience of a microwave, but, like, I prefer the oven or something.
Oh, my God. The next time I go to Red Lobster, I'm going to get fucking biscuits to go, and I'm going to make sloppy joes with them.
That's fucked up.
I think that sounds really fucking good.
What if you
took... It, like, came to me.
Ooh, what if you took, like, a Cheddar Bay biscuit and, like, made, like, a grilled cheese with it?
I want to rub my clit.
Rub. Oh, we're just going to come for a couple more minutes, but we're here to talk about the fifth episode of Untucked,
yes,
darling.
Girl.
I want to say what a fun episode this was. I can't believe we're nearing the finale.
It feels so insane. And also doing it Untucked before people seems pointless.
It's crazy. And it's interesting because in the next episode, it basically becomes the reunion of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Tic Tac lunch. In
is
the next
it?
Episode,
yes.
The Untucked is very Tic Tac lunchy, where it's Rue talking to them
it?
In director chairs.
Ew.
The Untucked is like Rue talking to them and just being like, let's talk about your journey.
Mm-hmm.
How can I make you cry? But this one starts with them teleporting into the farm decor lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And that goofy little stagecraft.
Is this the only season where it's the farm decor lounge? Because
Maybe.
It's usually Interior Illusions.
It's Interior Illusions. It's been the Absolute Lounge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe one other company. Like, there was another company it's been. Like, one just called Objects or something. There
the
was, like,
Objects
another.
Lounge? No.
There was another, maybe in after, when season 7, when the format changed, they had mm-hmm. different sponsors.
There is no, she just says Untucked backstage now, right?
I think so.
The lounge has no name.
I think they, like, changed production companies and stuff, which sucks because the old Untucked was so great.
Yeah.
Why did they change it? Because it was easier? Because it
I'm
was
not sure why they
too
changed
much extra work?
The form. Because the format of Untucked now, it used to be like a box where you'd like this one where they answer questions and mm-hmm. stuff. They don't do that
no.
anymore. Now it's just like the girls fight or Silky says she'll lip sync.
She's motherfucking ready to lip sync.
Honestly. People were dogging Silky, but I was like, that was iconic.
That was fun.
She ripped off her thing, this little blue thing, and started screaming, I'll motherfucking lip sync if I have to. And I was like, girl, nobody.
It's important. I mean, for an otherwise an unmemorable Untucked season, there were like five
yes.
great moments.
Yes.
And then a lot of fluff.
It truly was not. It
wasn't a great. There were some good fights. There were some mm-hmm. Evie Vanjie fights, but whatever.
Evie Oddly really brought the fights, and
she did.
Was really grateful for it.
Right?
Because I'm like, everyone was mad that she was like kind of stirring the pot, but I was like, but what else are we gonna watch if uh-huh. there's no fighting?
Yes.
You don't want to watch a bunch of people get together and be
no.
happy? That's not reality.
No, you don't even in sitcoms, you don't want to see people like in love perfectly.
No, you want to see the problems, the issues.
You want to see them break up, get back together. You want to see the Ross and Rachel, darling.
They're not brother and sister?
Wait, what? No, Ross and Rachel. No, Monica and Ross are brother and sister. Ross and Rachel are on again, off again.
I have never seen an episode of Friends.
You haven't?
No.
Oh.
I'm not interested.
That's okay. I think it's funny because that's okay.
It feels insane because everyone
it's
has
mega
seen Friends.
White.
And really popular.
Yeah.
Like.
What a weird thing. A white thing is popular.
Well, like, Netflix is losing Friends, and I keep seeing, like, headlines. It's, like, the most watched thing on Netflix.
Like, new contract like, for $48 billion to have Friends for a year.
Which is crazy, because it's just going to go to HBO Max.
Is that where it's going?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Because I just learned about HBO Max. HBO Max is a Warner company, so it encompasses all of Warner Brothers' properties.
Which is the eighth go.
So yeah, and then, like, TNT, TBS, HBO, Cinemax, Adult Swim, that's
wow.
all under that umbrella. Yeah, it's really interesting.
Super interesting.
And then I didn't realize that, okay, so Disney bought out Fox's properties
mm-hmm.
and movie division,
yeah.
but not the TV station.
Interesting.
So yeah, I just learned that. So like Fox TV, the like Channel 5 Fox, that's still Fox. And then Fox News is still Fox News. And then Fox Sports is still Fox Sports. But anything made by like 20th Century Fox is owned by Disney.
And they're kind of trying to choke him out, is what I've read. Like, what is what I've heard. Because they're like, oh, your movie did bad. We're going to take more money from you. Or like, we're not going to give you as much money now.
Really interesting.
They're trying to kind of starve them.
And I'm like, this is like, entertainment is becoming an oligopoly. And that's, isn't that illegal? Like, aren't oligopolies illegal?
They should be.
Okay, listeners are probably so impressed that I know what an oligopoly is.
I mean, it's a good word, honey.
It's great.
Come on, SAT.
If you don't know what an oligopoly is, it means a couple of companies control your entire thing.
Uh-huh.
So, like...
Dude, you are reading out of a dictionary, though, which makes it a little less impressive.
And isn't it funny that this dictionary doesn't have a clear definition of oligopoly? Well, it's also monopoly is one.
Right.
And oligopoly is, like, three entities control everything.
Yeah.
It's crazy!
It sucks! And literally, the only thing I want is to get a job from a corporation. Like...
I mean, essentially, that's what we are working for, corporations. And it's sure, there's like artistic integrity and whatnot, but
sure. I just want a big enough chunk of change from a corporation that's just like, yeah, sure, take this. And I'm like, yes. Because what else, what other choice do we have as creative content creators of creativity?
It is hard. It's really, really hard.
I'm like, are you gonna start an own? What's your own gonna be?
Black Pussy Inc. I did try to name my BPI. Corporation Orphan Pussy, and my accountant wouldn't do it.
Why not?
I don't know, because he was uptight.
Dork!
Okay, so.
So, Juju wants points for covering up her fupa, which I'm gagged. I'm here for it.
But I'm like, you don't even have a fupa.
Yeah.
I'll say it. I think I said it about her outfit in the last episode. I really wish she was wearing a boot.
Yeah, so you think that
would
give
me a full Storm moment.
Right.
You're wearing a white silverish bodysuit.
Yeah.
Give me the full moment.
I think you're right. It's funny. I didn't even notice that.
It bothered me because, okay, so like logistics of being a superhero. Like what happens if like your foot gets cut? Cover it.
If you're landing on buildings.
I'm worried about your safety.
That pump is going to fly off.
It will. Get a boot.
You know, you can't do. Yeah, you can't fight in that
right?
platform.
Right? No.
You do a booted platform.
Yes.
Maybe.
Well, yeah.
You need the ankle support.
Yes. If you didn't know, I pole dance. And when I wear the shoes, a boot with a heel is so much easier to move in than a sandal.
Because you can secure on the pole.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, your ankle's going everywhere.
Yeah.
Because the boot goes up higher, so it's like encapsulates your ankle.
Yeah.
So it's a little sturgier.
Ooh, I love high heels.
I love high heels too. I cannot wear them. I tried to wear, so I have these like flame heels, and I was trying to wear them today, and they're sandals, and I had put lotion on my feet, and my feet slid right out of them. I had some real cliff divers. My toes were like
hangers or divers?
No, they were diving out of this shoe.
They were fully suicidal.
They were like, I could curl them. That's how far out they were. My feet were not having it. And I was like, oh, I guess I can't put on lotion before putting on these shoes.
They were suicidal, like
they
that
truly
Akon
were.
Song?
Suicidal.
Suicidal. Oh, that's
suicidal.
An irresponsible lyric.
Yeah.
Okay,
suicidal.
You don't know the song. Okay, never mind. You don't have to sing it.
Suicidal. Oh, it's okay. Suicidal's back.
Never mind. Oh my God, I want to kill myself. Mom and Dad hate me. There's no point. Okay. I'm very musically talented. So, okay, if you were going to go film or comic book look, like, because they talk about their comic book looks. Mm-hmm. One's more filmish, one's more old school. What would you do? What would your look be? What would you be?
So, okay.
If you were an evil superhero or an evil person, what would it be?
Let's see, if I was
Or what
evil.
Would you even do? Or, like, or have you even thought about it? I'm doing my Chanel interview now.
If I was evil... It would definitely be something like Mystique, like very skin tight.
Yes.
Well, I mean, Mystique's nude, but
right.
For me, it would be like a skin tight, probably like cat suit with a boot attached to it. Kind of like that Valentina leather look, but just a little bit more form fitting and latex.
further up the puss.
Yeah, further up my puss.
Yeah.
Latex.
Uh-huh.
Probably, I would probably have, like, a head covering, but with, like, a high pony coming out of it.
Wow.
And then maybe a mask? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I want to be able to, like, disappear.
Fun.
So it's like, I did something bad. You can try to find me.
Wow. I would do, like, you remember Mimi I'm First's Queens in Space look?
Yeah, when where she the mouth?
Not that. None of that. But you remember there was, like, a cube on her head?
Yeah.
I want to do something like that where there's, like, so there's a huge cube on my head, mm-hmm. right? That's, like, a little bit more of a club kid look. But then I think I need to make my shape more feminine. So I would create, like, almost like a boxy triangular shoulder mm-hmm. piece.
Okay.
Then corset myself in the middle.
Okay.
And then on the bottom, what should I do on the bottom? I guess it's basically a cat suit with geometrical cubes
yeah,
all
I'm
over it.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
And an asymmetrical cubey thing flourish on one hip.
You're serving me vivacious, I think.
Very that. Mother has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Very that.
I think my...
Your mother scrubs docks in hell.
I think my superhero look, I know it would be purple, shades of purple.
Mm.
Because purple's my favorite color.
Yes.
So I'm not sure. Wasn't
like your childhood bedroom purple?
Mm-hmm.
I'm stalking you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
My childhood bedroom is purple. I was going to paint my current bedroom purple, but I was like, grow the fuck up. You can do other colors other than purple.
Yes. Okay.
But my headboard is like a mauve.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't think I would do another cat suit. I'm tempted to do, like, a skirt situation.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You know what I see for you?
What?
A Greek goddess look.
Yeah. Well, no. It's going to get caught in things.
What if it was a Greek goddess gown, but in the form of, like, a culotte?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you better let me serve superhero realness in a culotte. I've been wearing culottes lately.
And I love them.
Really like
them.
They
can be really fierce.
I don't know. I feel like my aesthetic is like, if I time traveled back to like the 90s or the uh-huh. 80s, they'd be like, something's off, but she belongs. Yesterday I was wearing a striped little crop top and some stretch pant jeans. And this comedian, Neil, walked in and was like, yeah, look at this sporty little boy.
Oh, no. Like, you're like, so, okay, cool.
I do look like a little boy, but I like looking like a little boy.
Some people can really pull it off.
A lot of
like
fun
a Jess
lately.
McKenna.
Yes, Jess McKenna sometimes will fully look like a little boy, and it makes me so happy.
She's adorable.
Jess is truly one of the most adorable people.
Oh, she's so pure of heart, it's disgusting.
She really is. We went out to dinner, and she said something that made me laugh so hard. Can't remember. But she's a true delight. Oh, we were talking about how I like just got my pole for pole dancing in my backyard.
Yeah.
And she was like, I just got a pull-up bar. I'm trying to do one pull-up. It made me laugh so hard. She's just been working really hard on doing one pull-up. And I was like, Jess, you're magical. I love you.
Magical.
Ugh.
Honest.
We have some really great people in our lives.
I think she's like a mouse, like a Disney mouse come to human form.
Yes.
Like,
she's Gus.
She's Gus.
Cinderella.
Oh my God. Gus. She might be the other one. I mean, I would love if she's Gus, but she might be the other one because she's like more put together.
Yeah, you're right. Gus is a mess. I'm more of a Gus.
Gus almost kills everyone because he wants too much corn pieces. He can't stop picking up corn, and the cat's like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
You're right. I'm definitely Gus.
You're Gus.
I would put everybody's lives in danger for one more scoop of something.
The zombies are coming into the grocery store.
And I'm like, you guys, I'm hungry.
You guys, hold on.
Gotta get more kern.
There's Dunkaroos. I need kern.
I love Dunkaroos. My mom used to buy them in bulk.
They make me nut. If you send me Dunkaroos, I'll send you a dick pic.
Wait, do you have an address where you send things, that you get things sent to?
I usually get it sent to UCB.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I do.
I would do that, but I went to my search history show on Tuesday, and the girl taking tickets goes, I'm sorry, do you have a ticket? And I was like, no. And she's like, you're not allowed in the theater. And I was like, I was so taken aback because I performed at this theater.
A long time.
For almost a decade. Who was it? Since, oh my God. Since 2000. Oh, 10. Okay.
Okay.
So not in a LA. Decade yet.
Right, in LA.
And in LA for 6 years.
Okay.
And I was, I didn't know, the words weren't coming out of my mouth to be like, I'm in the show. So I just kept walking. And then later she was like, sorry about that. And I was like, I'm sorry, I just walked away from you. It was like if I walked into my house and my dogs were like, who are you?
I'm sorry, but that's a little crazy to me. We're at the UCB. You're Nicole Byer.
Oh, I don't expect everyone to know who I am.
That's kind of you.
I expect you to know. Just look at the performer page for the show. That's like the bare minimum. I was like, oh, you know. I was like, so you don't know the people on Cardinal Redbird? You don't know these people?
You don't know? You don't know?
Just look at the fucking website. But then I could have said something. Anyway, did you happen to write down the questions that they were reading off?
Oh, no. But I did write down that they were such clear producer questions. Okay, wait. No, I have a clue of them. No, I lied. I do have them here. Hold on.
Yes, so bitch, in the first one, I knew you were prepared.
You knew I write down. I didn't have them verbatim, but I have the gist.
Cool.
Okay, so in the first one, of course, Juju is asked about her breakdown from season 2.
Yes.
And she was like, yeah, how was that for you? She's like, yeah, that was a fucking terrible breakdown.
Yep.
She said, I can't listen to Ladyboy anymore. Have you ever had a breakdown like that big?
Where I can't.
And I've heard that's like why they like limit drinks now, where they're like, oh,
yes,
she was
Juju,
too much.
Juju B, I believe, was the reason why, because I think she was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. That's why.
I think you said that. She was drunk.
Allegedly.
She was slammed.
She was slam. Yeah.
Slammy.
They watered down the drinks and they're only allowed one or two. I had a meltdown yesterday.
Good.
I had a meeting.
Healthy flow of energy.
Fun little meeting at 11. All of my days have been starting at 11, which is like new for me. Mm-hmm. Usually my days start at like 1. Those 2 extra hours, I feel crazy.
Even in filming? Because sometimes in filming you have to wake up early.
I'm up at like 6.
Yeah.
But if I'm not filming, my days start at like noon, 1-ish.
Love it.
Because if I'm doing shows late at night, I want to sleep during, you know, the morning. I want to sleep my day away. But, I started taking CBD oil, living my best white lady life for the last 4 days, and I guess I took just a little too much, and I really slept through the night, didn't wake up not one time. I'm like a baby. I do not sleep through the night. I wake myself up, and I'm like, I gotta go somewhere, and I'm like, no, I don't. So
thank God there's those bars on your bed. You fucking baby.
Yeah, because otherwise I'd climb out and go somewhere in my car. So I did my little CBD oil, slept straight through the night, and I'd been waking up at 9, just without my alarm. And I was like, this oil is magic. And I woke up and I was like, oh, slept through the night again. The fourth day in a row, I'm feeling blessed. And then I looked at my phone because I was like, let me just look at Twitter and Instagram to see if anything terrible has happened while I slept through the night. And then my phone was like, it is 10:05, and I wanted to be gone at 10. And I sat up in my bed and my eyes welled up with tears. And then I was like, get over it. Just get ready. Why are you doing this? And I was like, in the shower, I was like, no. And then everything was fine.
Did you have a big deadline you missed?
I just had a meeting at 11 in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way I'll make
it.
I was 12 minutes late. Still had to wait for the lady to start the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I hear you. Well, you know what? You need a breakdown. You need a tiny break.
Sometimes you just need to cry.
Just need a break. It feels so good.
Ooh, and I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Remind me.
Okay. Okay, then the next question is asked, which is Chad. Chad's asked if she should have won season 4.
Which is a shady question.
Shady as hell.
Okay, here's my thing.
What's your thing?
You can say this queen should have won. I wanted this queen to win, blah, blah, blah. But I think after the queen is crowned, you kind of have to accept that person won.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're negating their win, which is really disrespectful. And then, like, mean.
Yeah.
You have to remember, like, that person won.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
She gives a very Chad answer of, like, I would have reigned with dignity, grace, and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very Chad, but yeah, I agree. It's like, get over it.
Yeah, I think that's Oh, it's that's like shitty.
Right. And it's also like, you're clearly going to win this.
Yeah, you're the front runner. You're
even
doing
in, like,
well.
Earlier episodes when like Chad is looking at the like television screen with Rue talking, she's like, hey, mama. In a way that it's like, oh, she knows she already won. Like, she just knows.
Yes.
Yes. It's her. Well, it's clearly her or Raven, but it's like she's just going to.
Hey, mama.
Hey, mama.
Hey, mama.
Then Chanel is asked to talk about her growth. She talks about her growth after her mother passed.
And she talks for
very
a minute.
Very personal. Oh, my God, she talks.
Chanel is
good
long-winded.
God. You imagine being on a road trip with her?
Fuck. Here's the thing. What? If I was on a road trip with Chanel, that means we're good enough friends that I could go, girl, shut up. I am trying to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't. Do you like road trips?
I like the idea of road trips.
Same. Until you're in the car for like 25 minutes and you're like, get me the fuck out.
The first 90 minutes are cute. And then you're like, oh, I'm fucking pissed.
I have to drive to San Diego on Sunday.
I'm car sick. You do?
Yes.
You have fun with it.
Well,
have fun with that. Jiggle your clit bean the whole way there.
I can't. I'm driving with John Milheiser. He'll be so mad at me. I am constantly showing him my tits and he doesn't like it.
Oh, I'll look at your tits.
You will? My favorite thing to do is go, don't look. And then he'll look and then I'll like slowly start exposing myself. I kept threatening to show him my pussy because in our old apartment, his bedroom was in the back and I had to cross the hallway to get to my bathroom. So like if his door was open, he could see in the hallway. And when I would get out of the shower, he'd go, I'm going to get you. It was a fun game. And then I'd be like, I'm going to show you my pussy. And he'd be like, no, thank you. And then once I was like, I'm going to show you my pussy. And he was like, nah, I want to see it. And I was like, I'm kidding. And he goes, I knew you were a pussy. Or he was like, I knew I wouldn't show you. I was like, you knew. And I'm like, Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future, do not call me a chicken. I will do it. Like if we're at the top of like the Empire State Building and I go, I'm going to jump. And you go, you won't jump, you chicken. I will jump.
You will fucking jump.
I'll jump.
I really wish he called you a pussy for not showing you your pussy.
I don't think he said pussy. I think he called me a chicken. So then I like lifted up my towel and was like, look at my pussy. And then he tried to describe my pussy to somebody after the fact. He was like, it was like a W. And that made me laugh really hard.
I look at my roommate's pussy all the time.
Do you?
I live with Gilly.
Oh, I've seen Gilly's pussy more than my own.
Gilly's quite naked and I love it.
I like it too. Why not? Are you naked at home a lot?
I'm naked-ish.
Boots isn't naked.
No.
Boots isn't never nude.
Boots isn't never nude. Boots doesn't like love to get nudie.
Which is
I'm
like,
very underwear
cool.
nude.
Ah.
You're like, underwear-y. I like to be in my underwear. I feel pretty comfortable. Then if I'm really nude, like, but that's something I want to unlock because I'm so sick of feeling like I can't be nude.
You can be nude.
I can.
I wear a lot of just shirts.
Ooh, fun.
Shirts and undies.
Bottoms. So your bottoms out.
Uh-huh. Bottoms out.
Bottoms up, bottoms out.
And then there was one time John's like, I can see your butt. And I was like, no, you can't. He was like, I can see your butt. I was like, no, you can see the bottom of my butt. And he's like, that's your butt. And I was like, no. So then
wait.
I showed him my full butt. And I was like, that's a butt. This is just the bottoms of my butt.
See, that's interesting. That's like the confusion of like penis. Okay, because to me, is penis just the shaft or the shaft and the nuts?
Oh.
Because is the
to
penis
me,
just...
the penis is the shaft.
Okay.
Nuts or nuts.
So is there any name for the overall unit? Obviously, people
genitals?
Say package, genitals, but like, isn't that annoying? I think scientifically, penis is just the shaft, right?
Well, according to Scientific Digest magazine...
Put down the dictionary. Oh, no, sorry. That's Scientific Digest.
Yes. The dictionary's in my right hand. The Scientific Specific Digest is in my left hand.
I also can't believe you won't watch Friends, but you'll watch Back to the Future.
I love Back to the Future.
Pretty great.
I've seen it maybe 7 million times.
That's a quite piece of entertainment.
Well, when I was flying back and forth to New York, I would watch it on every flight.
Really?
I love Back to the Future.
It's great.
It's a perfect movie.
It's a good movie. And it has enough of that Forrest Gump stuff without too much of it.
I fucking love Forrest Gump.
You do?
It's a terrible movie.
Terrible.
It would not get made today.
No.
Also, I have got to read the sequel. Apparently, it's batshit bonkers.
I have heard it involves the Oklahoma City bombings.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Then Raven is asked if she's had work done, and she says she hasn't.
Which is outstanding, because obviously her lips are done.
Yeah, maybe
Raven
her nose, too.
The OG all-star new lip.
Right, she's the Restylane hoe. She owns that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought she was pretty open with her plumpers and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe she was before she was super open about it, because that's so weird.
Maybe. I don't know.
And then they're asked about who's the best Puerto Rican
Which
queen.
Which I thought was a very weird question.
It is weird.
But also, I guess, a nice question to, like, bring them up and talk about
I mean,
them.
I want to talk about them, but it's weird to be like, you are your nationality.
Yeah.
Because we don't say who's the best American
white queen.
Yeah.
It does suck to be an other because you're othered.
Yeah, you're othered.
But then, what?
No, you go.
No.
I want them to do a Latinx season.
That would be fun.
Where they do all Latinx queens and then they make fun of the white people when they say stuff that doesn't make sense to them.
Mm.
So when they're like, what are you talking about, ham sandwich? We don't understand you, honey. I would live.
Ham sandwich.
What were you saying, Boulevard?
Okay, remind me to tell you something about a Latin queen after.
Oh, what a gag.
So remind me.
I almost hooked up with a Latin queen from this show.
Really?
Yeah, she was a Latinx darling.
Oh, how many years ago?
She sent me a picture of her ass years ago.
Oh.
Years ago. And we had a little misunderstanding.
Uh-oh.
Because she was it was something with BB. She was like, hello, BB, like, do you want to come over, BB? And I thought she was saying, do you want to come over and bareback?
That's what I thought.
Thank you. And I was like, oh, and I got
just
like.
She was saying BB, like baby?
She was saying baby.
Ah.
Yes, it was a real misunderstanding.
Yeah, barebacking is not for me unless I know you.
Well, you got to have quite a trust with that person.
You know,
prep the house
but
down.
But also, I hate condoms.
Condoms suck.
They're really awful.
They're not that fun.
You can't feel anything.
Oh, this is irresponsible, but I agree.
I know. But here's the thing.
What?
Protect yourself. Which means no love without the glove, unless you're in a committed relationship.
And using Truvada for PrEP.
Yes, you're using PrEP or you're using some sort of, well, birth control doesn't protect you from STDs.
No, it does not.
Why don't we have a pill?
I mean, I think you can take.
I can take Truvada?
I think so.
But PrEP is, I just blinked at you.
We both just went tink, 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 like just
but
blown
Truvada,
away.
PrEP is only for HIV.
Oh my God. It's another one of Nicole's naughty flubs.
But like, how come there isn't a pill for like gonorrhea? Why isn't there an STD pill?
I mean, but gonorrhea and syphilis are pretty easy to get rid of.
Yeah, but like, why don't we just get a vaccine?
Yeah, I mean,
I want a vaccine. I want a raw dog.
Me too.
I want to slam my fucking pussy into an unprotected dick. Oh no.
I want men to slide into my hole.
My CBD oils are wearing off and I'm horned up.
No, okay. Truly, though. I mean, like, not to be vulgar, but, like, I want men to slide into my hole, like, you know. Like,
All the time. All day, every day.
Like, I'm taste testing bananas in my asshole. Does make sense?
Yeah, but, like, are they covered or uncovered? Are you getting mushed? Are you mushing the house
mushing
now?
It. Yeah, taking the peel off. And then just mushing it through my tight butt.
My word.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with us?
We're
so,
nasty.
Okay. We're nasty. So then there's Shad is talking a little bit about Santino's been reading their looks.
Uh-huh.
It would be fun to publicly humiliate Santino, wouldn't it?
Honestly, I love Santino.
You do?
I want Santino back. You he makes do? Me so happy.
What?
He's so off the wall wild.
No.
I love, like, I just love when he's like, that's not fashion.
I can't.
I
don't like him.
I also have a huge soft spot for him because I loved him on his season of Project Runway.
Okay, see, I didn't even watch that season.
Andre.
So
he does this really funny impression of Tim Gunn.
Are you and serious?
It's iconic.
I really.
Okay, so I'm in the minority. You're really super in the minority.
Love
Santino.
Really?
Yes. I don't love Meryl Ginsburg. She can stay away.
What about Gigi LaVangie Grazier?
Take it or leave it.
What about Polly Perrette?
From CSI?
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I'm just trying to think of the funniest guests I can think
she
of.
She was fine.
Yes.
Yeah, they had I'm sure.
Alessandra Torresani?
Now they are batting away people to be like, no.
Isn't that funny?
But like in the beginning, it was such like random people.
It was.
That I think they would just cast this like really wide net to be like, I don't know, would you want to?
Yeah.
Now
you had to. Now
clamoring.
It's hard. Hard to get in there.
Trying to get my little feet back in.
Right? Ooh, I hope you do.
I pitched to them. I was like, yo, let me drive the van. Like, no explanation. I'm just driving the Queens to the airport. And I'm like, don't.
Okay, that would be a fun Untucked, where you give them the outro interview.
Right? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
I was like, just
don't you feel
be...
bad that you're going home?
Darius Chuck.
Okay, wait, we need to talk about the Juju moment.
Wait, what
Juju? It feels like she actually says fuck you to Raven.
Yes, wait, but first can we talk about how there's a split screen of Juju and Raven talking shit about Chanel and Chad.
Yes.
And Chad and Chanel
are
talking
just saying the nicest things
about how much they love them.
Yes.
It made me laugh so hard.
It's not the only time it's happened in Untucked.
Mm-hmm.
In this season Untucked, which almost makes me think, if I wonder if the producers separate them and literally tried to create this edit where they were like, what would you say positive about your
Probably.
Opponents?
Probably.
What would you say if you had to criticize your opponents? Yeah.
But honestly, I love that Raven talks so much shit. I doubt she needed any prompts.
No, she's good at it.
I fucking love Raven.
Her look was shit. Her book was shit. Her outfit was shit. She's shit. God, I miss her.
Was it Nicole Paige Brooks who was like, I can't believe you talked about me like that?
Yeah. Oh my God. When Raven's just reading her and going, just saying, she had French tips on her toes. Gag.
I love it.
Gag.
I just rewatched Mystique. Summers Madison.
I want her back.
Saying the gangs were active and my mom was working down there.
Oh my.
And,
nothing makes
you
me
know,
laugh.
I thought my mom was going to get kidnapped. And Rue's like, Rue but goes, she's okay.
Rue goes, which is like, it's shade, but it's very nice shade.
It is.
But it's her saying, girl, stop.
Yes. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Man. Ugh. This
show
is
wild.
Just.
I love her and Morgan fighting in.
Bitch, I'm from Chicago.
It's one of the best fights ever.
As they're wearing drapes.
You do need to fix your mug. Fix your mug. Fix your hair. Oh, I live for that. Okay, great. The fuck you moment. What was that? Where Juju's like,
know.
Fuck you.
And it seemed to come out of nowhere.
It's edited pretty strange.
Yes.
And then Raven is like, I knew Juju would get mad. It's really weird, but then they move right on.
No, it's weird. And it seemed like it was like a one of those commercial things where you would get the context later, but there never really seemed to be a context
True.
To it.
Hey, you know what we have to do before we continue?
Take a break.
Ah!
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
We're back.
We're back. I thought you were going to do like a prayer in the name of the Rude, the Michelle, and the Holy Santino.
Oh, the Holy Trinity is Santino, Michelle, and Rude. I loved Michelle's necklace, that Jersey necklace.
Yeah.
I love how much pride she has for Jersey.
I love it. I love it.
I
know what you are.
Michelle is honestly a real treat.
She seems amazing.
I did Drag Race and then Drag Con that year.
Yeah.
And months had passed and I didn't think she was going to remember me. So I never, so like I meet people and then I never say hello to them again because I don't want to be like, hi, do you remember me from X, Y, and Z?
Right.
It's just easier to be like, hi, I'm Nicole. And just right. I'll introduce myself until the cows come home.
Right.
And then a lot of times people go, we've already met. I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, I don't know if you're going to remember me. But with like,
I'll usually do a, I believe we met, we've met before.
Yes.
Yeah. So that they're hard. They're off the hook, yes. If they don't remember.
I just fully, I'm like, hi, I'm Nicole. Nice to meet you.
So you bumped into her.
So like from across the room, she was like, bitch, Nicole, girl. And I was like, Michelle Visage remembers me. This is so
she's fucking cute.
Wonderful. I fucking love her. I met Michael Douglas for the second time today.
Michael Douglas?
Surely didn't remember me from the first time.
Why did you meet Michael Douglas twice?
Because
what?
Life is weird.
Yeah.
So the Television Critics Association is where a bunch of TV critics sit in a ballroom at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yes.
And TV execs present their new slate of shows to them. Mm. And it is boring. So Netflix was like, let's have Nicole host it. She'll mispronounce everybody's name. So that's what I did.
Did you call him Mikhail Douglas?
No, Mikhail. I was like, no. So for that one, I did a bit because they were doing the comps.
Uh-oh.
There's a show on Netflix that he's on. And I can't say it.
What is it? Comps?
Girl, I can't say it. The Comsky method.
The Kaminsky method.
Yes, Kaminsky.
Yes, it is pretty hard. That's hard.
It's very hard. I was like, you named your show that? I can't say it. So my bit was just like, Michael Douglas and Chuck Lorre, both of you might want to hire me. Want to hire me?
Yes.
It was a really fun bit where I was playing desperate because
yes.
you act the way you are.
Because living your truth is easier than
it's
lying.
It's very easy. And then today he was like, hello, I'm Michael Douglas. And I was like, hello. And I was fully like, I'm the woman who begged you for it. I was, no, we don't need to do that. So I shook his hand and was like, nice to meet you again. Or you
gotta,
nice to meet you.
I mean, I'm not mad at begging. You got to ask the universe for what you want.
Yes. Well,
every
I spent
time.
This whole year being like, I really love a job that keeps me in LA. And honestly, 2020, I really believe it's going to happen. And I'm really excited.
I think
2019 was my year of traveling and touring. And I think I needed it.
You needed it. You needed to see the world so that then you could plant your roots.
That and telling jokes.
Yeah.
Telling jokes. Not easier, but like. I've cycled through 40 minutes of material that I loved and then didn't like and thrown away and restarted. Yeah. Anywho, more about Untucked.
More about the Untucked. I'm gagged and I'm very proud of you for just working your fucking ass off.
Thank you.
I think it's amazing. I think it's really amazing. And you never complain. You never complain. You love working.
I do like working. I had an interview the other day where she was like, what you, it was something to the effect of like, you should take breaks. And I was like, but if I take a break, someone else will be doing what I want to be doing.
Mm.
So I can't take a break.
There's a balance, I'm sure.
There
is.
And I don't know. Every now, like I have days where I just sit. Like yesterday, I don't know, I spent like a good 2 hours swimming and that was nice.
Good.
And twirling around on my pole.
You should. It's nice when you're so blessed that you're like, oh, I'm doing nothing today. I don't give a shit.
It's so nice.
So then in the Untucked, we have,
yes.
This is the really emotional moment where like Jude, like they're like cheering each other on.
Mm-hmm.
Like Juju and Raven are like, if we have to lip sync against each other, I want you to burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really moving.
Which is great.
Yeah. It's really cute. Juju's like, don't do it. Don't do this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Chanel then is like, every time you lip sync, every time I see you, I'm amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chad's like, thanks. Chad's the only one who's like, got it. Thank you.
I love someone who's like, I see all this vulnerability and unsubscribe. I want no part of it. I get like that. I don't like being vulnerable on camera. I don't like it. It lasts forever.
Yeah.
I can cry when I go home.
Yeah.
I don't want tape out there of me like sniffling about something.
Ooh.
Although.
They're going to get you.
I did cry on camera once.
Yes.
In a documentary about Broadway shows.
Oh.
It's called The Road to Show Business, Making It on Broadway. You better believe it's from 2004.
I've seen this video.
Rounder than a plate.
Ah!
I'm wearing these nasty little glasses. My hair
is
relaxed to death. And
someone
I'm
tagged me and
about
you in it.
Taboo. The musical about Boy George that I saw 6.5 times. You better believe a lot of those times was just the second act where we'd sneak in with everybody from intermission. Yeah, that's when I discovered that I was like, I love everything gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was high school. And I was like, these are my people. Assless chaps.
Yeah.
Like people just like belting.
Yeah.
Dancing.
People
give it to me.
Saying sequins are clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. God, yeah. It's so good to be gay. Ugh. God, if I was super mega traditionally straight, I don't know what I would do.
I honestly sometimes think about, I'm like, ugh. What if I didn't like gay people and was like homophobic? I was like, what an insane world to live in.
Ugh. What a boring, limiting world.
I keep thinking about unreasonable people and I'm like, how do you live like this?
Did you hear this straight pride? One of these straight pride people recently was like, literally on camera out loud said, like, there's nothing wrong with the festival. It's just a peaceful, racist protest. And, like, he said, like, what? No, no, it, yeah, no, it's, which, first of all, Pride is not that. But he was just like, no, it's, like, it's racist, but we're doing it peacefully.
Wait, he said that the straight parade is racist?
Yes. First of all, that's stupid and wrong. It's heterophobic. It's homophobic.
It's homophobic.
Right, but it blew everyone's socks off because he proudly was like, we're just being peaceful and racist. And, like, he was defending it by saying that.
How wild.
The world is very scary right now.
I think the scariest part about it is, like, all these people have existed. They're just emboldened.
Yeah.
Where, like, before you'd be like, oh, my grandma might say something racist, but it's right. Like, oh, my whole family will say it. And don't worry, I just won't invite you over.
It's bad over here.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. Also, like, touring the country as well. And I'm really happy that now people know who I am before they come to shows, because I used to get into fights with, like, white audience members who were maybe a little upset that a black woman was talking.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a club owner and I explained why I thought it was happening. And she was like, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Because my host would be a straight dude, usually a straight white dude, and the crowd would be good for him. And then I would always ask for a gay, black, female featurer. I didn't want another white dude.
Right.
So it'd be like sometimes a white gay, and they would sometimes tolerate him, but be a little unruly. And I think it's like, well, he looks like me, but, like, I know he sucks a dick later. So they're like kind of mad about it. And then I come out and they're like, I don't see anything about myself in her. And she's got opinions.
Yeah. It's constant. It's a constant struggle to, like, because we have you, whether you want to admit it or not, we all have subconscious bias.
And implicit bias in comedy, is a real thing.
It's so real. And you're just like, you look for voices that remind you of your own. You look for a point of view that reminds you of your own all the time. And so, like, people don't even mean to. This does not make it okay. Because guess what? We've spent all of our youths learning their comedy.
Yes.
Learning their point of view.
Yes.
And being like, you know what? I can see the world from your point of view.
Yes.
Why can't you do the same for us?
It's honestly incredible. I don't know.
It's
talked to
very frustrating
Monique Hart about the biases.
I'm so jealous of that.
She is so much fun.
Oh.
The only reason why I got to interview her on my podcast is because Trixie texted me and was like, I'm on a plane with Monique Hart. We're both talking about how much we love you. And I was like, Trixie?
Get her.
I love Monique. And she was like, she's great. And I was like, do you think she would do my podcast? She was like, I'll give her your number. And I was like,
yes.
That's so kind of you.
That's amazing.
Trixie's been really great to me. But we were talking about how the fandom is so racist and mean to the queens of color.
Yes.
And how the queens of color all have lower numbers than their white counterparts.
Across the board.
On social media. And Monique was like, these white people look at us and they don't see us or see themselves in us.
Right.
So they don't like us.
Right.
And I was like, yep, I fully understand that. And then a nice white gay man tweeted at me or DM'd me. I can't remember. But he was like, I've come to terms with my implicit biases with queens on the show.
Wow.
I don't like the queens of color. Like, across the board, I don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized that it was because I was like, oh, they don't look like me, so I don't identify with them, so I don't like you.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I changed one.
You changed one.
I made one person understand.
That's huge.
That implicit bias is a thing and privilege is also a thing. And you like what you know. And like, every time I have an interview where they're like, is the industry changing? And I'm like, sure, but it won't fully change until the people in charge are people of color.
Yeah.
Because people make decisions on what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And the people of color cannot be under a regime of white people, because once you work for the man, you become the man.
Wow. Oh, God. You're breaking my heart.
Uh-huh.
But I do think, and obviously, like, whatever, I have implicit bias too, because the queens of color excite me more.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see in them the way we have to operate outside the system, and, like, the way that they have, let's say, such developed senses of humor, because when you are constantly operating outside of the system, you get better at the defense mechanism of comedy.
Yes.
So I see myself in them being like, you fucking sly. You sly genius. You found a way to express yourself in a way that everyone is going to be able to digest.
Uh-huh.
And I am biased towards that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel bad about that bias because I feel like we need, they need love. They just, like, they need our support because it's so uneven.
It's wild.
It's crazy. I still love, look, I love every drag queen, but like, of course I'm gonna have a soft spot for queens who are working four times as hard and getting half the attention.
Yeah.
God damn. That's
wild.
God damn.
Bring Stacey Lane Bryant Matthews back.
Oh, Ladisol Bryant
Matthews. I loved
her. She's perfect. She's so funny.
I want bigger. There wasn't a fat queen. Oh, no. Silky.
We had Silky.
Big Silk.
Big Silk.
Who is season 10's
Eureka.
Big queen?
Eureka. And I guess arguably then, Kardashian.
Carby's.
Yeah.
She's a small fat.
A small fat.
There's
an after dinner fat.
We only get one fat per season.
Yeah.
Give me two fats this season.
I want many fats. I guess season 3 had some bigger girls. Mimi is
Madam
not
Mimi,
big,
but Mimi and first.
It was like Mimi.
Her first season was she was technically big. She was technically a plus size queen.
Mimi,
her first season.
We had Delta Work, and Stacey Lane. Yes.
Also, bring me a disabled queen.
Oh, I would
or
live.
A differently abled queen. I honestly don't know.
You know, many,
what terminology.
Many
they prefer.
Disabled people prefer disabled.
Oh, they do?
Many of them do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because from some of the disabled people I've spoken to, they feel differently abled is pedantic or patronizing.
Placating. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah,
it's like, we're disabled. We have a harder time with many tasks.
Give me a queen on wheels.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, I
would live.
I wouldn't, yeah, give me a disabled queen. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing. Okay, so we're back in,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, yes, yes,
as
yes.
We know, we had a double save from this amazing lip sync that was so emotional.
Yes, 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 yes.
We get to see more of Chad falling to the ground in like joy and disbelief everyone crying and losing their freaking minds.
It was so wonderful because, I don't know, everybody just seems so invested and I loved it.
I loved it too. It made me happy.
It made me so happy.
I can't wait for the finale.
I'm also pretty jazzed to watch the finale.
Yeah. It's stand up comedy. That's a big part of the finale. Remember, they have to like, they
I
have
don't
to do
remember.
Like,
I have,
okay,
I truly
so I
have
spoil
not
it,
seen All Star season 1 in
have,
such a long time.
They have to do stand up, which is arguably like, is that fair?
No, anytime they do the stand up challenges, I get like
die.
So like, they're hard.
Yeah.
Roasts, I think, are easy.
The editing
are not
is,
easy, but
I
like
roasts.
A roast is easier to be like,
I agree.
Because it's a pointed joke. You can use street jokes, which is like a joke that exists in the world,
yeah,
and tailor it for somebody. But
yes,
like a stand up challenge, it's harder to get away with a street joke.
I want
to
say they edit it pretty generously, but it's also that thing where they spooky. It's like the editing is spooky where they're like, they say something passable and they show the audience going, and you're like, and you're like, okay, I guess that was a laugh.
Man. If I get to sell a special this year, I'm going to do it in a way where I tell mediocre jokes and the audience is going, I almost like really want to do a special like that where it's just like, stupid little one-liners and the audience going nuts.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, you don't want to waste your special.
I mean, it's very Tim and Eric. I think, well, it'd be funny.
It is.
But it's like not bad. It would be great.
Yeah. People are doing such weird things now.
I like the idea of your audience screaming. I think you could do that. You could take it even further. Like, what if one person is screaming, you see them like driving home, you see them in bed with their wife, like all just ruining their life, screaming at your jokes.
That's funny.
You should do that. I'll sign this affidavit and say you can do that.
You know what?
What?
I think, okay, I have a pedophile joke that I don't tell.
I
think you've heard it.
Tell us though. Remind us. I think it's funny.
Well,
I'm
the premise is, why would you fuck a kid? A kid cannot make you come.
Right.
And then I explain all the ways that a kid can't.
The justification is pretty funny.
Love it, hate it, whatever. But I think what I'm going to do is at the tail end of the credits, tell that joke, and then I'll have a man or a person love the joke so much that it ruins their life. Yeah, it ruins their life. They drive off a cliff.
They drive off a cliff screaming in laughter. He just wouldn't stop screaming. I would love that. Mm. Well, we're kind of at the end of the episode. Before we totally wrap, I would like to do a segment we call...
Drag!
Oh, I was going to do the other one.
Oh. Pornhub! I don't know what it's called.
A star is porn.
Yes, you did say that earlier.
I have to tell you about one crazy thing that happened.
Okay.
I was watching a porn. As you know, I was watching a stepdad porn.
Yes.
Problematic as fuck.
Yes.
I'm a bad person for watching it.
Yes.
We have to own that.
Nasty hog.
I'm a nasty hog and I should be slapped on pun the wrist. But the part that made me laugh was, first of all, This one really integrated the wife character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes in porn, and this is a weird thing in gay porn, where like the wife is there, and to call her a mouse of a woman would be generous. But this woman is like if a sticker could talk. Like they make her overly two dimensional.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And they make her like a heel, where she's like, "I really want you to do your chores, kid. Oh, honey, please, you have to do the laundry." Like, they make her really two-dimensional, and they're always like, "Shut up," which is misogynistic, like gay porn can be.
Yes.
But the really crazy thing happens when the stepdad is fucking his stepson in the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
And the wife comes in. The wife catches them, and the first thing she says is, "What about date night?" That is not
very funny.
That is not the first problem. Like,
yeah, your son is fucking your new husband.
Your new husband is fucking your son.
Or vice versa, yes.
Both.
Too wild.
You need to scream and cry in anguish and pain.
Yeah, you have to react to that. That's like that lady who's sitting in a kitchen.
Uh huh.
And she goes, In front of my salad.
In front of my salad.
That is so funny that someone clocked that and uploaded that to Twitter and was like, "This is the best thing I've ever seen."
It's the new
porn.
In front of my salad.
It's, but it's so too funny.
It's too sketchy to become memeable the way In front of my salad was. It's too sketchy.
I'm trying to think of anything wild I've seen in porn.
Any good things? Any bad things?
I mean, I watched a couple fuck for 10 minutes in the bathroom of a Walmart. And I really enjoyed it.
Yes. You enjoyed it because it was torrid?
Dirty.
Dirty.
I was like, this is bad. Like,
nasty.
This is not what they mean when they said to roll back.
I know. I always fall for a
setup. I've been watching the same porn over and over again. Two videos that I've really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying not to watch.
Please tell me more.
Pornhub.
Wait, why they're bad?
Because I'm going to start paying for porn.
Oh,
because
shit.
Because I want people to get paid.
That's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I'm trying to be more conscientious of sex workers.
Uh-huh.
Because sex work is work to me.
I agree.
So I want to support in a better way.
Damn it, you're right.
I've been in therapy for 2 years, 3 years almost.
Amazing.
And I'm trying really hard to like put good in the world. And I'm really trying to like, I don't know, like do things that make me feel good. Cause I'm like, oh, that was a nice thing.
And paying for your nut is one of the most humanitarian things you can do.
Man, when you say it like that, it feels stupid. Cause I truly was like, someone build me a pedestal. Cause I'm above the rest.
Get off that soapbox, honey. Cause I'm stepping on. Oh my God. I think that really is. It really is true because sex work is often demeaned.
Yes.
And it is work. And they deserve
so
just as much respect.
It's so funny that people shit on sex work, but I'm like, you watch porn.
Yes.
Like everyone who says sex work is not work watches porn. And I'm like, so like they did a job. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're benefiting from that job. So like, how could you say that's not a job? That's like saying that like, I don't know, the sandwich artist at Subway is not working a job.
I know, right? Imagine if you were just like, I didn't really love it, so I'm not going to pay for it.
I'm not going to pay for this sandwich because I don't really think your work is legitimate. It's insane.
It's really insane.
Regulate it or decriminalize it. I don't know. I I want to live in a world where a person could be a sex worker, start their LLC because they're the employee of their own company. Yeah. They could pay a little bit less taxes or whatever. There's a paper trail.
Agree.
And then, you know, homegirl goes missing. We're like, oh, this, we got to find her. There's a paper trail. We know this last person and she was.
I agree.
No, I just.
I agree. I think that's lovely.
I just. I just want everybody to be safe.
I just, and people who fuck deserve to be safe.
Yes.
Is there anyone you want to drag? Fictional or real? We don't have to. We can also just cut this out.
Well, I'm We're in a fight with a company right now.
Ooh.
We've been, this man, okay, so I asked to get something made. I won't say
We're
what
going
the
to
thing
drag
is.
It.
But I wanted to get something made, and I had asked them to do a couple of mock-ups.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't buy anything because I didn't like the mock-ups, specifically because I didn't love the art
okay.
that I submitted.
Right.
So that's on me. But then I sent them another thing for a quote and mock-ups.
Okay.
And they didn't send anything back. So then 9 days later, I said, oh, wait, because I've been in and out of town. I was like, where's my quote and my mock-ups? I would like to see them. And they were like, well, we went through the email history, and we're not hopeful that you're going to actually do business with us. And I was like, you're not hopeful? Oh. You don't want to help a prospective customer?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well,
we're not hopeful?
Yeah. So I said, I'm hopeful that I'll like the mock-up, which is why I submitted it. And then they were like, well, you have to pay for the mock-up. And I was like, I have to pay for the mock-up that was free the other three times
How
I did it?
How dare you?
So then I paid for it because I didn't know another company to go to. I could have done some research, but I was like, the company came referred to me by a friend. So then paid for the mock-ups, got the mock-ups, and I was like, okay, I really like them. I'm going to order them. Oh. And then they were like, great, here's the link. And then I hit the link, and then I put in the box, I would pay more to have these expedited because when I ordered them on the third of August, it's now the 13th. I said I wanted them on the 9th. Mm. The 9th has passed. When can I get these? I want them ASAP so I can sell them at my show on Sunday. And they were like, oh, that's physically impossible. Oh, no. So then I wrote that in the little letter box or whatever, and then nothing. So then I emailed again. I was like, hi, here's what I sent with the order. When am I going to get these things? And then they were like, well, it's physically impossible for you to get them on the 9th. The 9th already passed. Blue, blue, blue. You ordered them on the 14th. I was like, actually, the 3rd is when this whole thing started. You've been really fucking difficult this whole process. And they were like, you've been passive aggressive. We know who referred you. And that's why we've been biting our tongue out of respect for them. And I was like, out of respect for them? I just gave you $2,000 for these fucking things. How about you respect the customer that you're fucking talking to? And I was like, I didn't realize that making a mock-up was so fucking hard. I know that sticking a picture in whatever generator that generates the picture was so time-consuming.
You're a company!
I didn't know that me sending you $2,000...
Oh, I'm sorry for giving you money.
Wasn't enough for you to treat me like a fucking human being. It's called rah, rah, rah. And I hate them.
What sound would you like? Would you like to add a sound in place of that?
Add a sound. Rah, rah, rah.
So when you hear that, you'll know that Nicole tried to air the laundry.
It made me so angry. And then I apologized. I was like, I didn't realize that these mock-ups were so precious with your time, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And he was like, thank you for the apology.
Oh.
And I was like, I hate it when you have a tiff with somebody and then you go, I'm sorry. And they're like, thank you for that apology. Someone didn't apologize. And I was like, where's my fucking apology?
Never apologize.
But yeah, truly, I'll never fucking apologize.
Not when you're getting a service done.
No, I was really, really... So, Florida. Flirt.
I don't like that.
Flirt.
We'll drag them. And if, you know, we'll see. Play your cards right or else we will air your laundry,
yes,
honey.
Yes, bitch. And we will put some fun noises over your name.
Yes, we will. Rah, 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 rah. Well, we have to go.
We're done.
I'm going to read a quick review.
Yes, bitch.
If you like what you hear or you hate what you hear, give us a 5-star review. Review us on iTunes.
Yeah, if you hate it, give us a 5-star review.
Truly. I will read it. If it's 5 stars, I will read it. So we have, this one's really lovely. This is from Jay Onza 1220.
Yeah.
And it says Nicole and Mana are awesome. Oh, only two episodes in, and I love this makeover. Nicole and Mano have wonderful chemistry. Their charm, intelligence, and insight extends not only Drag Race, but multiple aspects of popular culture and the human condition as a whole. Keep up the great work. Love, Jay.
Jay,
we love you, and we really appreciate you listening. Can't wait for you to stick around. You know, I think it's a good time to announce, you know, we have plans of continuing this. And yes. If Nicole's around, we will have her.
Yes. I am in and out of town.
Yes.
So it's been truly really hard to schedule, and I do apologize. I
know. No, it's fine. We love
and
you.
And thank you for moving this to later tonight.
And we're excited to announce that in October, we will be covering RuPaul's Drag Race UK.
Oh, we are!
Yes, we are! I honestly, it was worth it for your surprise. I was just like, oh, we're gonna do it. Because I was like,
yeah, I mean, sure, why we should.
I didn't tell you, to be fair, but I was like, we're going to.
Very funny.
Because when Drag Race is on, even if it's this new UK version, we gotta talk about it. So stick around for that. Yum. Because that will be a treat and a yummy little thing to chew our gay teeth upon. Well, that's it for this ep.
Someone's going to get so upset over those chomping noises I just did.
Oh, please.
People have onomatopoeia. Nope. That's no. shit.
What is it?
Mars, do you know what it's called when someone... It's like a mouthophobia? No.
A soundophobia? Well, they need to get over it because mouths are good.
Yes, me no miso. That's what she said. Misophonia.
A hate of sounds.
Yes. Come on. Mouth sounds.
Mouth sounds.
It's like mouth specific sounds.
Oh.
Mano, what do you want to promote?
I would like to promote my new podcast on Patreon. It's not that new. It's been happening a couple months. It's really fun. It's with me and Betsy Sodaro. It's called We Love Trash.
Yeah.
It is a treat and a joy. We scream about all the lovely trashy things like hot guys, food, movies, reality TV, and you need to listen, darling. And then follow me online at Mano Agapian and see what other funny things I'm up to. How about you, Nicole?
Well, I got a website called NicoleByerWasTaken.com. Got all my tour dates. Got Instagram. Got Twitter at Nicole Byer. Woo. If you like the sound of my voice, you better believe I have 97 other podcasts. Why Won't You Date Me? On the HeadGum Network. On Earwolf. Best Friends with Sashir Zameda. 90 Day Bay.
That's right.
On Patreon with Marcy Jarrow. We recap 90 Day Fiance. I have one where I just drink soda and burp. It's called Weeby Burps.
Okay, Nicole. Nicole. Spreading lies and rumors.
It really got me. I'm very funny sometimes to myself. Weeby Burps.
Weeby Burps. On a new podcast network called Food.com.
Food.com. Look for it there.
Look for it. Anything else, Nicole?
Hey, guys. If you don't love yourself, how in the heck can you sit in a chair? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
What a wild... Now, wouldn't that be a wild saying?
Now let the music play.
Do, 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 to the moon.
Stella back to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.